I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlock because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Come here. Ask a story with listening to jazz music while sitting down without a load of pints on board. Myself and the old Dal, we does love the jazz festival every year. There's nothing like down in the Gallon in a crowded pub while some fiend with a synthesizer blasts out a 10-minute version of Living Next Door to Alice. No, you do get the odd dozy outsider in a polo neck who tries to touch you with a saxophone. But that's not a problem usually, because the pub do be banging. And let's face it, you could enjoy anything after a gallon of pints. Except a ballet, obviously. So anyway, like, keeping social distancing for the jazz, that's a complete disaster, because there's a chance I'll hear some jazz, and I won't be Balooba's drunk, because of the restrictions, like. Do you think they could put up a warning on the pub, saying, come here, danger, there's jazz in here. Don't you know any, Blackpool?
I had a Southsider torture me once with his sax, but in a good way. My friend, straight-talking Sandra, loves the jazz festival. I asked her, what would you say to a Northsider who decided to stay at home this year? She said, thanks. Hashtag fears the Nori.
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Bala Desmond. But zestier one Sophia Viagra from Modern Family and her bag of chips inside in Cork. I could hardly open social media during the week without herself looking back at me and basically saying, you might as well give up, girl. We're blessed with the good looks below in South America. It's not fair having someone that good-looking inside the county bounds. It only makes the lads think they're settling when they go out with local women like myself. Berna had a nice thing going with a fella in Kishkame. It was thickening up like Bisto. Well, didn't he send her a photo of Sophia Viagra last night with the message, is there any chance you could look like that? Of course she can't, you brawl. She grew up eating spuds in a blanket of fog on the Cork-Kerry border. As healthy skin regimes go, that's poorer than your chances of finding an art gallery in Skerteglen. It would be nice to think that we could keep these Hollywood celebs out of Cork, because it's only playing havoc with the local dating scene. Can you make that happen? Rosaline Bala Desmond.
My Connor said he was losing interest in me after seeing those photos. I said, hang on, Langball, what's the difference between me and Sophie Vergara sitting in Fitzgerald's Park with a bag of chips? He said, you'd probably eat the chips. Hashtag hurtful.
It's getting sympathetic on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road Stunners, who can't believe that you're not going to the Hotel Europe for midterm. Fifi underscore White Priya said, they're staying at home next week. It's getting ridiculous the amount of money people are spending on midterm breaks when there is so much poverty in the world. I mean, just look at Carrigaline. That doesn't sound like our Fifi at all. The woman who refuses to make eye contact with her cleaning lady because she heard that can be enough to make you start shopping in deals. So Ali underscore 700 euro glasses said, can we see your bank balance please, Fifi? Douglas Road is ablaze with rumours that you and your Ken are after dipping below the five figures in your current account, which is a bit Ballinlock. Fifi replied, can't a girl show a bit of love for her fellow human beings, please? And Lorna underscore infinity pool said, not if you started a petition last year demanding that South Douglas Road types should be blasted into space. It's getting a bit witch-hunty now, and I'm out of the group if I don't produce a five-figure current account bank balance by the weekend. Do you know where I can get 9 grand? Jenny Douglas Road.
I rang the posh cousin there and said, where would you get 9 grand? She said, in my purse. Hashtag loaded.
Now listen up, Petty. I've just come from a meeting of the British establishment where we all dressed up as rotten potatoes and said, oh no, now all the Petties are going to die. I'm sure you won't be the slightest bit upset about this. For all your faults, you mix have the most marvellous sense of humour. Anyway, Boris got the biggest laugh of the night with his impersonation of Micheál Martin. Not that it was any good, but Boris has a tendency to fire people in batches, and most of us would struggle to find a job anywhere else. So he asked me to pass on a message to your lot, and the message is as follows. Huzzah, you filthy mix. No offence, naturellement. Don't worry about all the Brexit posturing. Just hang tough and you'll have your United United Ireland within 18 months. Good riddance to those DUP god-botherers, judging me for shagging anything that moves. They're about as much fun as a paternity suit, what? So, that's the message from Boris. Do make sure you pass it on, you forgetful petty. Lord Edmund the Servant Spanker, Wiltshire, and oh look, Papa just gave me the Isle of Man.
I rang me whole Morton there and said, United Ireland in 18 months, where do you stand on this? He said, hopefully in Argentina, Audrey, that sounds like a nightmare.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.